Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad that you are able to join me for the broadcast today. If you're a new listener, I welcome you in Jesus' name and pray that you're blessed by the word of the Lord that we share together today. On yesterday's broadcast, I began to share with the listening audience one verse of scripture found in Psalm 119:165. And as I read this, this is an amazing statement by the psalmist, something incredible that is we want when we first hear it, we say, is this really possible? If you really consider what the verse is saying, and that is, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. The Amplified translates that latter portion of that verse, nothing shall offend or make them stumble. Now, what does it mean to offend? I think we all can understand, you know, we certainly can relate to what it feels like to be offended. Isn't that right? In fact, some of you may have been even offended today by, you know, what your spouse said or what your children said or what your boss, your coworkers said, a friend. I mean, there's any number of things that happen to us in the course of the day, people's words, people's actions, sometimes even circumstances. You know, it's like we think we don't have to go through all this kind of trouble. Why are we experiencing this? Sometimes we can get offended at the Lord. Like, God, if you love me, why am I going through all of this? What does it mean to offend? Well, there's a wide range of meanings to that particular word. And of course, in that case, it depends on how it's used. But this, let me just share the dictionary definition of what offend means. And it means to cause difficulty, discomfort, or injury. It means dislike, anger, vexation, to violate, to transgress, to cause pain or hurt. We can relate to that, can't we? To cause to sin or fall, to cause hurt, feelings, or resentment. Beloved, I don't think, you know, if we're warm and alive and breathing, this is something that affects every single one of us throughout the course of the day. You can be guaranteed that things are going to happen to get you upset, to make you feel hurt, to make you resent, whether it's circumstances or people, timing, whatever. There are plenty of things that are going to happen that offend us, that go against our grain, that make us uncomfortable, that injure us, that cause us to be angry. And as I shared today, we're human. Do you know what? Jesus is human. He's divine, but he's human. And the Holy Spirit is just making this so real to me that Jesus, we know the scripture. He's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Jesus tasted of every temptation. He's of known to man. He did not sin. He can relate to what we go through. But the fact of the matter is, he was sinless. He is an example of sinless perfection in human form. And he had to be human in order to be that perfect sacrifice. Amen? Because we are all worthy of death. And Jesus, he was our substitute. He paid the price that we could not pay. And because he was perfect, God the Father, the justice of God was satisfied, and we are made forever righteous in his sight as long as our hearts are wholly committed to him. Amen. I believe that, you know, if you turn away from God, if you spurn his salvation, if you mock him, you know, if you've tasted of the heavenly gift and turn away, well, you know, I don't really believe in eternal security. If we are following God with a whole heart and doing all that we know to do, we can have that promise of eternal security, but it depends on what we do. You know, if a righteous man sin, Ezekiel said, then if he falls away and continues in sin, his righteous acts will no longer be remembered. So it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. We thank God for grace, but grace is not cheap, as Brother Glass used to say, and it's not an occasion to live a life of sin. If you live a life of sin, you are, once you've named the name of the Lord, I tell you what, you are opening yourself to great, great danger. Hell is real, beloved, and those who spurn God's grace and His salvation, who crucify the Son of Man afresh, beloved, you know, we'll have our place in a devil's hell if you don't repent. And God never intended any of His creation, man, to inhabit that lake of fire where the devil and the beast, the Antichrist, the false prophet will be. But beloved, if you're not walking with God, if you are living in sin right now as a Christian, take heed. Let the fear of God be the beginning of wisdom. If you continue, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. In fact, right now I believe there are some listening that you are doing things now in your life that you know is not right. And because a ton of bricks hasn't fallen on your head, you haven't had a car accident, you haven't had been diagnosed with a terminal disease, don't feel that everything's all right. You'll have all the time in the world to repent. You don't know how much time you have. In a moment's time, we could be gone. A car could hit us. We could have a heart attack. Anything could happen, and our breath could be taken away from us, and we could stand before the living God. And beloved, before the judgment seat of Christ, what will you do? Amen. Will you be ashamed? Will the Lord say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you? If I'm making you afraid, that's good. That's exactly what I want to do. I want to put the fear of God into everyone that's listening to me today that's not walking right before the Lord. In fact, I'm going to stop the ministry of the Word. There's wonderful things we want to share, but if you're not right, backslider, I want you right at this moment. God is giving you a chance to return to Him. If you've listened any length of time, you know God's heart of love reaches out to us, and it's, you know, I don't often do this, but I just sense in the Spirit of the Lord there are some that are listening that you know you're not where you should be. So let's pray this simple prayer. Let's go to God. And all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us make mistakes. All of us do sin. But the Word of God says clearly, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, beloved, God's grace is extending to us today. And the point is, we don't willfully continue in a lifestyle of sin. So Father, right now, Lord, I come to you. We come to you, Lord. And Father, those who have backslid, those who have turned and walked willfully in a life of sin and a reproach and doing things that a Christian should not do. Father, as they repent right now, as they turn to you, Lord, I know there was a time I had accepted you and I was doing things I shouldn't have been doing. I was still caught up in drugs and I prayed to you. I was just barely born again and I knew what I was doing was not right. And I said, oh God, I said, you have to take this desire from me. The lusts of the flesh, the things that might be holding you captive, you can't do it in your own strength. Just as I cried out to God and I said, God, I can't do this. I want to continue. You have to give me the desire to break free. And Father, you honored that prayer so many years ago. So you will honor the heartfelt cry of everyone, every backslider, everyone who's living a life of sin, who's practicing sin. You will give them that grace, that strength to depart from the paths of wickedness and transgression and come into your loving forgiveness, to fall into your arms where you can heal and restore and give them that strength they need to live a victorious Christian life. And Father, for all, Lord, who are serving you to the best of their ability, Lord, anger besets us, Lord, intemperance, Lord, fleshly indulgence, carnality, selfishness, critical attitudes, things that we should not do. Father, forgive us. We want to follow the way of perfection. Lord, you said, Jesus said, be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Lord, we cannot do that in ourselves. Sinless perfection is not in us, but our heart can be perfect. And as our heart is perfect, Lord, then you will day by day enable us to walk more perfectly unto that perfect day, to walk in the light of your presence in a life of victory and purity and obedience to you. Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I thank you right now for restoration. And Lord, you will dry up those tears and you will give them beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Praise God. Oh, I feel the anointing of the Lord. His heart is reaching out to you. He loves you so much that we don't, you know, every one of us, there's not one of us. If the Lord should mark transgressions, who among us would stand? And even the ministers of the gospel, sometimes they're, I'll tell you what, sometimes their sins are even greater because more has been given to them. As teachers of the word, we have a greater judgment. Amen. So thank God for his grip, forgiveness, and praise him now for his mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Praise God. James 1, 14 and 15 says, but every person is tempted when he's drawn away, enticed, and baited by his own evil desire, lust, or passion. Then evil desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully matured, brings forth death. But the grace of God, the forgiveness of God, the blood of Jesus Christ stops that progression. And it is a progression. As I shared on yesterday's broadcast, Jesus felt anger. He felt hurt. He felt resentment. But he did not sin. And he, with his heart of love, he was able to give his feelings to the Father. And just as Jesus did, he gave us the example. We are to do that. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Well, the Holy Spirit just ministered today, and I didn't get on very much in the message, but I will do that tomorrow, Lord willing. I invite you to tune in then. If you have particular areas that you're struggling with, you know, there's great power in agreement. We need to pray for one another. Confess our faults to another. Confess your sins to the Lord and our faults to one another, that she may be healed. So I invite you to write. Your letters are confidentially received. No one reads or answers the mail but myself. And as I write back to you, I know you'll be blessed by what the Spirit of the Lord gives. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers and financial support. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.